From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A man under arrest after nearly barreling into a construction zone late Sunday night. Officers monitoring traffic in a Caltrans construction zone on southbound 101. They were parked in the closed left lane with their emergency warning lights activated. An officer saw a Mazda sedan pass the patrol vehicle at about 75 miles an hour. While trying to overtake the Mazda to make a traffic stop, the officers saw it strike several of the traffic cones and enter the lane closure. The Mazda traveled in the closure for about a quarter of a mile toward construction workers before moving back into the open lane and barely missing one of the workers. The officer is able to make a traffic stop on that vehicle. The driver, 21-year-old Mason Gossian of Ferndale, arrested for suspicion of DUI. Authorities still looking for a car and driver involved in an accident that left a 15-year-old boy hurt over the weekend. A car versus pedestrian hit and run traffic collision was reported on Marshall Lane south of Big Hill Road. The 15-year-old of Hoopa was walking in a northerly direction along the east shoulder of Marshall Lane, south of Big Hill Road. A driver driving a black sedan with tinted windows, the sedan traveling northbound on Marshall Lane. As the sedan approached the juvenile, the sedan made an unsafe turn, turning to the left and onto the westbound shoulder where it collided with the boy. He landed on top of the sedan's hood, rolled off, landing on his stomach. He looked up and was able to obtain a description of the sedan, and then he fell asleep. The juvenile woke up and walked home. His parents took him to Hoopawillow Creek Ambulance Station for medical help. The juvenile was then taken to Mad River Community Hospital for further treatment. He sustained a concussion and additional minor injuries. Anyone with information on the identity of the driver or that car should contact police. There's a Safe Routes to School Project open house happening Wednesday in Fortuna. It happens at South Fortuna Elementary School in the gym. Participants can learn about bicycle, pedestrian, and safety improvements planned for the school parking lots, Newburgh Road, Lawndale, and Summer Street. You can drop in any time between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Calling it last minute, organizers of the Rotary Club of Fortuna's Art and Wine in the Park community event on Sunday didn't get the turnout they would have hoped for at Rohnert Park. It's the 30th annual, and organizers say they considered putting the brakes on the event this year, but ultimately decided to go through with it. In an effort to drum up more interest, there was an art theme attached to what has been a strictly wine event historically, including DIY painting workshops and local artists showing their work. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.